Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. It's Friday, so today I'm joined for a discussion about the Perry Chamber of Commerce, and I am joined, of course, by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, and today we are also joined by Alma Blauer Swanson, the owner of Swan Antics. So, Alma and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, Alma, let's talk about the history of your business, Swan Antics, because you've only been in Perry for a little under a month, correct?
That is correct. I started out going to auctions, and then people started looking at what I was buying, and they started offering me money for it. So I'm like, maybe there's going to be, you know, a business here. So for the last 6 years, we've been running it out of a Morton building on the farm that I live on. And we've also gone to shows. We've gone to Orinoco, Indianola, Knoxville, several different types of shows. And I've sold out of booths. At one time, I had up to 7 booths going from Waterloo to Story City to Boone. People keep coming. So I'm like, maybe I should go to town and get a storefront. And I contacted Kathy Savitz, and I had a storefront the next day. So,
yeah. So you are located now in downtown Perry. From what I hear, it's kind of been a little bit of a scale down for you, though.
It's a lot smaller than my Morton building, but we got the other side. So I started out with one side in the back room, and we did the other side. So it's right across from Ben Franklin on the east.
Okay, so how has it been so far since you've moved to Perry?
It's been great. Before Christmas, I had somebody coming through at least every half an hour, if not every 15 minutes. It was really busy. Sales were good. Since Christmas, it's been a lot of lookers, you know, a lot of people. And I'm starting to see those people that came in at Christmas returning, which is really exciting.
For sure. Now, what exactly is it that you offer at Swan Antics?
Well, I have a unique assortment. That is what I say, my unique picks for your soul. My name means soul in Spanish, so it's kind of my motto. And so I have some antiques, and then I also offer just things that I find that I think someone might be interested in.
All right. Now, we have you in here to talk because you have a ribbon cutting coming up here. So what are you looking forward to as far as that's concerned?
I'm just looking forward to meeting the chamber and having the ribbon cutting, having my friends come in. Like the first day I had my regulars from the farm, they came in. I hope they show up, and also meeting new friends and new customers coming in. We were going to offer food for 100, but I think I'm scaling that back. So I don't want to eat hot dogs for a month. So we'll have food during the ribbon cutting. We'll just say that.
All right. How has your relationship with the chamber been so far since you joined?
Well, my relationship has been with Lindsay, and she's absolutely great. She has checked in with me. When I first came to town, she came and welcomed me. She called me actually maybe before I even came to town, and we set up an appointment to meet. So I can't say enough good about Lindsay.
All right. Well, Alma Blauer Swanson with Swan Antics, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just please come in and see, you know, what I have. I don't consider it a thrift shop. I consider it more of a junk shop. So you'll just have to check it out and see what you think.
All right. And one more time, when is the ribbon cutting?
It's at noon on Friday, the 25th.
All right. Well, now we'll bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and focus on the Chamber of Commerce side of this. First of all, let's talk about Burr a little bit more because it's getting very, very close. The entertainment is set for that, correct?
Yes, that is right. So last time we kind of hinted at that we had some announcements and some new things coming with that. And it's kind of corny, but I like to say that we are bringing the party back
to Burr. It's very corny, but I like it.
So that's really exciting because this is a really big event for us at the Chamber with it being our fundraiser. It brings potentially, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of people to Perry. So really to build up that offering that it's not just the ride. With bringing that many people in, you know, wanting to offer something as well to attract them as well, keep them here, but then also celebrating kind of the new year and kicking off a new year and encouraging locals to partake as well. So with that, on Friday night, we're having kind of a pre-party, and that will actually be at La Poste, and the band there will be Stranger Than Fiction. That'll be 7 to 10, and there'll be a pasta bar at Harvey's. There is a cover if you're not registered for Burr. So again, it's open to anyone, but really just encouraging those that are here for the weekend to enjoy themselves and see what we have to offer here in Perry. And so then, of course, we've got Burr the very next morning. Registration starts at 7:30. So for those that have pre-registered, thank you very much. Your packets will be ready to go. And then it's open for anyone to register that day. And it's weather dependent, you know, as far as our numbers go. But hopefully if we offer enough other things, that regardless of how much snow's on the ground or not, if people want to just stay in and enjoy themselves, they can do that too. So of course we've got the Lions Club breakfast. We're adding a warm-up. We have Deb Miller that's out at the rec center doing a Zumba strong warm-up at 9:30, so that'll be fun. Just, you know, another fun thing to add to the event. And of course Hy-Vee will have their hot chocolate stop. And then the fire department's doing their SAG wagon and support services again this year. So it's really not just the chamber putting this on. Our sponsors and our community partners really help to bring this all together as well. So then we are hoping to bring people back to Perry after they ride, and we're having a little bit of an after party, and that band will be Little Red and the Medicated Moose Band, 2 to 6 p.m. at the hotel. So again, a cover if not registered, but everyone's welcome, but just an added perk if you've gotten your registration in.
All right, now talk a little bit about the registration really quick. What is the price currently, and when does that change?
Yes, so the price currently is $30, and we'll sit at that $30 for about another week because we're going to the Bike Expo next Saturday, and after that is when it'll go up by another $5 to be $35 for the week before the event. So that Sunday to Friday will be $35, and then day of will be $40. So just a little bit of encouragement for people that are on the fence to get the registration in instead of waiting, but all are welcome, so it's really up to you. We are sold out of our commemorative pins. We surpassed that with flying colors already, and so that's really exciting that we have 350 people already saying that they're coming to this event, regardless of the weather. So that's really exciting. I think that new structure has helped with encouraging people to commit sooner than later. We've had a really great response on our Facebook event page. So it's just really exciting to kind of see the potential build with all the excitement and the engagement that we've seen. So time will tell what'll actually happen, but we're excited.
For sure. Now, shifting gears here, we want to talk about the sesquicentennial. It's 2019, so we're in the sesquicentennial for Perry, 150 years. You have another meeting coming up and the first fundraiser coming up.
That's right. So we've been meeting once a month on the fourth Tuesday, and that's at 5:30 at Town Craft Center upstairs in the large meeting room. Again, anyone's welcome to participate in that. Just come and join us. If you feel more comfortable calling ahead of time to let us know, that's welcomed. But otherwise, those meetings are open for anyone that wants to participate and help plan for the 150th celebration. We welcome that. So it's about the history, but then also the activities and the fun and the community engagement. So if you've got some ideas, you know, more than welcome. So that'll be next Tuesday at 5:30. And then Thursday, a couple days later, will be our very first fundraiser for the celebration. And that will be a trivia night at La Poste starting at 6:30. It'll be Perry trivia. So not just Perry history, if you know, are a lifelong resident of Perry or a history buff, you know, it's not just for those folks, it's for everybody. There should be some fun, anything Perry related. Hopefully we get a good start, a good jump on fundraising, and it's a fun night to kind of kick off that celebration for the whole year.
Right, and $10 per person for that?
That's right. So very similar to the Friends of the Library trivia nights, we're partnering with them to kind of do some behind-the-scenes work, but it is all the sesquicentennial committee that is putting it on, but similar format.
All right. Now, really quick, one more thing I wanted to talk about is ribbon cuttings. We talked about the Swan Antics ribbon cutting. You have another one coming up after that as well, correct?
Yes. So the following week, Thursday the 31st at 11 a.m. at Ben's Five and Dime. So that will be introducing Andrea as the new owner and just celebrating that business is continuing on here in Perry.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just one last thing. One week after Burr, we'll have the chocolate walk. So we'll talk more about that next week.
For sure. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me, and Alma as well.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alma Blauer Swanson and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.